Hello, my name is Michael. I was just inquiring, where would you like to move to avoid the travesties to your freedom?
Well, you know how they call it a new world order? Okay, name me a country that's exempt from that definition.
The furthest away from the big powers, I suppose.
Okay. Those countries will still be on the Earth. They'll still be part of the world. And there's nowhere you can go. At least this is what I've figured out. Like, a lot of people want to come down here to New Zealand. They think that it's far enough away, it's going to be safe or whatever. But there's New World Order jackbooted thugs and New World Order prime sinisters, and we've got a New World Order private federal bank, and we've got the whole deal. And if you want to go to Trinidad and Tobago, I had a listener who was talking to me from there. He says the same thing there. If you want to go to Argentina, the New World Order's already struck there. The World Bank owns all their private police force and their power and everything like that. If you want to go to Australia, they pass carbon taxes, and there's $1.5 million fine if you deny that global warming is something that you should be carbon taxed for. You know, there is no escape. There is only resistance. And I'd say there's only two ways to victory. Two ways to life, really. you're either going to be coming home in a body bag or coming home victorious. And I think ultimately the battle is at each one of our doorsteps. And we all have to fight it in our own way.